Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Oh boy. So,
you good?
Kind of. I kind of got to be careful with this. And this is me saying,
when have you been careful?
And this is me saying this. So my first confession is going to be about, there's a freshman linebacker that reported yesterday to Eastern Michigan University. All right.
Know who exactly this is. I know exactly who this is because I have followed his career.
His first name is Noah.
That's right.
Okay.
You want to stop? You want to stop short? You want me to help you out here?
Well. So his name was announced. They have this tradition there when the freshmen come in. One of the coaches gets on a bullhorn and says the name of each player.
It had to be the DV coach that said it, huh?
I don't know. It might have been the linebacker coach.
It definitely wasn't the linebacker coach that said it. And it wasn't the O-line coach neither.
His last name is, how can I put this?
I know how to pronounce his last name if you need me to.
His first name is Noah. His last name is?
I say Reggie, you say it.
His name is Kaniga.
Okay.
It's spelled K-N-I-G-G-A.
That's correct. It's spelled Kaniga. It's pronounced Kaniga.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my guy. See what I did there?
That's your Kaniga? That's what you're trying to say here?
That's my guy. So it got wild, and this actually changed my opinion on him, and that's my confession. Just play a little bit of after they announced his name. The entire roster, seniors, juniors, like they are in on this dude.
He about to win the Heisman.
they are in on this dude. And that's because of his name.
I do love his Wikipedia. Got that pronunciation. Big letters. Hey, don't get in trouble.
The K is not silent.
Kaniga.
The K is not silent. This dude, and that's, talk about the epitome of you just own it, man. You're going to make money off of that name. The players.
You definitely got to spell this name right.
The players loved him. Every race of player that was there was jumping around like, yeah, this is my guy.
Yeah. I'm really interested in the origin of this last name.
I am too.
I wish I remember.
I'll be wondering where these last names. Sometimes I'll be very interested in unique last names, such as myself.
Yeah.
Like my last name. I'll be wondering where did it came from.
And by the way, I guess we should note he is not black.
No. No, he is not. No, they're not. No, he looked like he wears Vans and Aeropostale.
Yeah.
This is very stereotypical, I understand. But I'm trying to paint the picture best I can. Apologies. But yeah, man, I remember this because like 3 years or 2 or 3 years ago, he went viral online because his family name is Kaniga, and you know, the internet's going to run with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I vividly remember the family sitting down talking about it, like pronunciation and everything, like they did obviously a hit on the news.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, this is a family name. And nobody thought you wanted to change it at any point, huh?
Well, see, when it first came out, and really, I didn't really catch up on this until he got signed last spring or whatever, or before, anyway. And I was always of the opinion, man, just, you got to change your name. No.
You don't got to, but I feel like
don't
you can save yourself a lot of hell.
Maybe, but don't change your name. Your name is money.
Well,
money.
Especially in like an open market type circumstance, like NIL is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Just it's an attention economy that we live in.
I'm just worried. I hope he don't get the wrong type of NIL where they try to do some type of awful joke.
I don't
like what, Figgy?
You know what I'm
That's
talking
a great
about.
Question.
Yeah.
Like what?
I just like don't, what?
You think he's going to get the Swisher Sweets? You think he's going to get the Black and Mild sponsorship? Is that what's happening here?
I don't want no badass type of overseas commercial, edgy commercial. They try to pull at a car dealership or something and get everybody canceled.
Yeah.
So I just hope everybody just keep it clean, keep it safe.
Yeah.
And let's just have a good time. Don't try to do no edgy joke.
And then that, you know, on the YouTube, Rob Torres, I mean, broadcasting their games. There's going to be some interesting moments. There's going
to
be.
Yeah, I feel like these broadcasters, somebody going to try to go viral, try to be a little too funny,
well,
and he's going to lose his job.
I can tell you exactly who the broadcaster is that will try and be funny with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Mark Jones.
Oh, God.
Right? Am I wrong? And it would be even worse or better, depending on how you view it, if they were still letting Mark Jones, or if they had not fired RG3. Remember how they used to do college games together?
Oh, yeah.
Bring RG3 back
Black
for that
Friday.
One. Yeah, bring him back for that one. That's just all I ask. Bring him back for that one game when they broadcast the Eastern Michigan game. I'll pay for it. Put it on ESPN+.
I'll never forget RG3 sitting there. They was doing the Black Friday game. And he like, Black Friday. And pointing at him and Mark Jones. I'm like, oh, my God.
Do it for me. Hey, if you don't do it for nobody else, do it for me.
And of course, our texters and viewers on YouTube and Twitch are all about it. They're right on with what you're talking about. Need a new car, Noah?
I know it's Canega. Biggie is dying. He didn't pick that one up. Yeah, no, the broadcasters, everybody, the pronunciation guide is going to, like, don't even
it's
have
pronunciation
guide.
It's going to be on page
guide.
One.
Put it on the very front. Eastern Michigan. Here's how you pronounce that one name. I know that's what you want to know. Yeah, I know it's what you want to know. This is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
So mine will not be nearly as fun of a confession, I imagine. But yesterday, I think I made a decision. I was watching the Astros game, as one does, and I found myself having a hard time focusing because, like, I think I'm just, like, I have a tough time focusing. I try and inundate myself with a lot of stuff, as evidenced by I have 3 TVs constantly listening to this, that, and
noticed.
The third.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. It's good, but it's bad, clearly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to focus. I need to, like, figure out a way to focus even better into Astros games. Because
so you bought a 4th TV?
No.
Okay.
I am getting a 4th TV delivered. But that's for the bedroom. That's something else entirely.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's more.
The bedroom.
That's right. Because I want to be able to wake up and watch soccer without going to the living room. Anyways, I think that I'm going to start scoring Astros games.
Oh, please don't. I used to always score games. But if you're scoring a game at home, watching it on TV, let's just be honest. You're a nerd.
Guilty as charged.
Is that breaking news?
Wait, what are you talking
like
about?
You're a bigger nerd than I thought.
Bro, you the one who tries to troll me with the LMNOP stat. Like, nah, man, I'm that. That's fair. But
I'm surprised you haven't did this.
The only time I've scored a baseball game was digitally when I used to call baseball games in college, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I kind of need, if our listeners, if anybody has scored games, give me tips, because I'm going to go get
thousands of games.
Yeah, but I don't care about you. No, I'm just playing. But like, I would love tips because I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna go buy a scorebook and see if I can do it, because I don't want to do it digitally. I'm gonna do it by hand.
There are some good shorthand things to do.
Okay,
I'll help you out.
Yeah, because I think that I'm hoping that that'll help me lock in even better to Astros games, because you know, baseball inherently as a sport is one that kind of is on, and sometimes you kind of turn your head away and do this or that. I want to lock in better, so at least I don't know if I'm gonna score every game, but when I do, like,
big
I want to be able to lock in a little bit better. And I think
like
that
when
might
I was at games,
really.
I scored them. TV, I don't think I've ever scored a TV game.
You gonna do it at the game too?
I mean, if I go to games,
yeah, at the game it's fine. It's kind of like part of the.
You do look like a big dork with the scorebook at the game though.
No, in the stands, yes. I'm talking about like in the press box.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My wife, we sat in front of somebody one time that was scoring the game, just a fan behind us.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly what he was doing, so I'm like, I'm not about to throw this guy off and say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
She did not know.
she was just like,
hey, what you doing? And I'm just, he ain't say nothing. I'm just like, hey, just chill out.
Stop.
And then his buddy next to him like, oh, yeah, he's scoring the game. She was just loud and just, I was just like, please leave this guy alone.
Barbara
man.
Bush, she scored every game she went to.
Is she?
She had a scorebook. Oh. Or several scorebooks, but she would score every game that she went to.
713, just get some Adderall, Reggie, like the rest of us. Fair. And from the 281, why not sign up for AARP, too, with Reggie? Don't threaten me with a good time.
So I've been living in my neighborhood, my current neighborhood now, since like October. And it's up and coming. They starting to build some houses like Monopoly. Them houses popping up real quick now. But it was one day I was on my way home from work and I passed this gas station. And you know how you got the cars parked in the front? Like clearly they just going in to grab something and they're not getting gas. Seen a horse right there.
Oh, wow. Nice. Welcome to Houston.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
A horse. So I made a U-turn. I'm like, I got to see who hop on this horse.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking this somebody maybe dressed like Reggie right now. You just got the hat and just the boots and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I turn around in the gas station. So I'm just sitting there parked like I'm waiting to murk somebody or something. And so somebody walked out with some headphones, some basketball shorts, some slides. And I'm like, that can't be the person that hop on this horse. What do you know?
Yeah.
He hopped on the horse.
In some slides. That's
he was in some
part.
Slides.
That's the hard part, yeah.
He had some headphones pretty much like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it was a younger kid, too. He had to be a teenager.
He's a cowboy.
And I'm like, what? Yeah. So he had his little bag of junk food or whatever it was, hopped on a horse. I'm like, what? And he just took off. He took off around the corner.
Yeah.
I got, my confession is, I think that's cool as hell, man.
It really is,
I would definitely do that. Like,
slides.
Yeah, like, I probably won't be all in a hat and stuff, but. Just to run to the store real quick and just hop on the horse. I'm like, man, that was cool. I've never seen that before in person like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think it was some horses around where I stay.
Oh, sure, man.
It's everywhere, baby.
But, man, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I had to take a picture. I might post a picture just to show people. But I couldn't believe it, man. I'm like, what? And it was a guy just in some slides.
That's awesome. God. Which is hard to ride a horse, I'm guessing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It wasn't hard for him, man. He was just going on. Probably had this music playing.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, that's crazy, man.
I love Houston so much.
It's amazing.
There's not many places where you had that experience.
Yeah. And then a Tesla pulls in next to it. You know, or something.
Or in my case, a Jeep Compass sitting there stalking the guy out, trying to see who's going to hop up on his horse.
Yeah.
What a time, man. All right.
Yeah.
Those are our lunchtime confessions here in the Loop presented by the Men's Clinic. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. Coming up next, we were going to do this earlier before we were so rudely interrupted by Fred VanVleet getting a new contract, 2-year, $50 million, instead of the $45 million player option or team option that he had had previously. But coming up next, let's do a little Judge John Lopez. We'll enter the court. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.